Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy. Got a chance for rain coming in. High of about 67. Temperature-wise, around the area, we look into Kenosha. Temperature reading. Well, if we get the numbers up here. The temperature reading in Kenosha. There we go. It is 61 degrees, 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 60, 58 in Racine. Thousands of absentee ballots already filled out by Wisconsinites may not count in November because new legislation signed back in the spring requires those ballots to list the full address of a witness. Now, these are absentee ballots. The information has to include the municipality name, or the ballots won't count. Problems have been reported in Milwaukee and Racine and a few other communities. Municipal officials cannot amend the information unless they track down the voter and get his or her permission. Meanwhile, the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is threatening legal action if the new Wisconsin Election Commission does not adopt a new policy for accepting these absentee ballots missing the name of the municipality while having the street address. One of the actors from the Walking Dead TV series, Danny Guerrera, is going to be appearing in Racine at the Democratic Party headquarters in downtown, stumping for Hillary Clinton and other Democratic candidates in the upcoming election. She's also a Tony-nominated playwright. Guerrera is going to be urging local residents to vote early and supporting Clinton in the presidential race. A news release from the Department of the Democratic National Committee says that she will also urge people to be checking their registration status. Do it online at iwillvote.com. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge John Seifert says he is seriously considering running for sheriff in 2018. Tells the Journal Sentinel he's 90% sure he will challenge Sheriff David Clark in the Democratic primary and that he will not run for re-election next year. Judge Seifert has been a critic of Sheriff Clark over the past 2 years since Clark won a fourth term. Says the sheriff is not doing his job. Too busy, he says, quote, running around the country supporting Donald Trump and grabbing media headlines on Fox News, unquote. Racine's recent homicide victim, 50-year-old Kim Cantwell. Her alleged killer, 49-year-old Harry Fumick, is jailed for not only killing her, but also her body placement with help into a dumpster behind a neighborhood grocery store at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue. Racine's Interfaith Coalition held a candlelight prayer vigil last night in the same parking lot that has the same dumpster, and that is where Victoria Newton of Appleton said that the mother who gave her up for adoption had been clean from drugs and alcohol for about 4 years.
I can say that she is in a better place, but again, this might be crossing lines with some people. There are people standing here today, and there is a man who is sitting in jail for her murder who don't know Jesus, who don't understand. And I have done many, many horrible things in my life, and I cannot condemn him. I'm not angry. I feel like I should be, but I'm not.
Meanwhile, Newton told reporters how personal experience showed her the kind of anger that could bring someone to take another person's life, but she found help through religion to the point that she can now only forgive, not hate. Harry Fumick, meanwhile, remains jailed. The case against him is continuing. Felony and misdemeanor bail jumping charges, along with retail theft allegations issued by the Racine County DA's office against local resident David Pierce in reference to the alleged attempt to steal baby formula from the Walmart on Oaks Road in Mount Pleasant, apparently a popular target for such activity of late. The 25-year-old Price, according to the charging document, attempted to steal 12 cans of baby formula worth about $214. Front door greeter, though, asked to see the sales receipt. Pierce said he didn't have one, pushed the greeter, then he tripped and fell, the employees holding him, until police arrived. Video surveillance from back on October the 3rd and the 6th also showing Pierce stealing baby formula, valued at $439. Walmart, according to the criminal complaint figures, nearly $6,000 worth of baby formula has been stolen of late. They might start to lock up that product as a result. Meanwhile, a Racine man facing charges for allegedly breaking into a couple of city businesses in late September.
37-year-old Gary Jones has been charged with two counts of burglary. Jones matched the description of a man who threw a brick through the glass doors at Greg's Pub on Wisconsin Avenue September 26th and stole an unknown number of coins. 4 days later, the same man smashed a glass door at Main Stop Foods on North Main Street and took cigarettes. Both incidents were caught on surveillance video. A preliminary hearing on the charges was scheduled for later this month. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine County jail inmate's $65,000 lawsuit for alleged excessive force by a police officer will proceed, the city's Finance and Personnel Committee approving the city attorney's office to represent Officer Jacob Smetana. City Attorney Scott Letty says Jerry Wilson alleges the officer punched him twice in the jaw March 13th as he was handcuffed to a hospital bed.
The lawsuit is for $65,000. If it's a civil rights claim, which this one isn't, it's a battery allegation, essentially an excessive force allegation. If there was a civil rights claim, it could be significantly higher than that. But we don't have the same kind of statutory limitations that might exist in car accident cases or trip and fall cases.
Reports show that Wilson, a Milwaukee resident, was legally intoxicated at the time and made threats to the arresting officers. Complaint says at one point, Officer Smetana delivered focus strikes to Wilson's left jaw area to stop the assaultive behavior. Little water problem developing overnight near the southwest corner of Marquette and State Streets in Racine. That problem traced to a line within the confines of Merchants Moving and Storage. A police officer at the scene just after 4 o'clock this morning indicated that the water had impacted the business's garage. Company official was contacted along with a representative for the city water department. There's about 36 people at a meeting at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall last night getting an update on the efforts to help shore up the areas affected by the bluff erosion on Lake Michigan in the Lake Park area. Marty Griffin of the DNR said 15 property owners have received the temporary okay to start the work on their shorelines, and two of them have final design plans ready for approval. One man said he's afraid to apply for a temporary permit, concerned it's going to force him into a project he simply can't afford.
I would tell you that I want to do something. But, you know, if I don't know what my cost is going to be for a permanent fix in the timing to do that, I'm a little bit reluctant to take a permanent, even a temporary action, because I'm now going to be signing up for being able to do a permanent fix.
One man said his insurance agent told him he was covered only if his house slid into Lake Michigan all in one day. Similar to an earlier meeting, representatives of several state agencies gave the audience an overview of the services that are provided and urged them to take advantage of those programs. It's an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Summers and the Town of Paris that led to the filing of lawsuits by affected property owners and the City of Kenosha. It's all being scrapped after an announcement that an agreement in principle has been worked out by the leaders of all three municipalities. Mayor John Antaramian tells WRJN News he asked all the parties involved not to move ahead with their agreement shortly after he took office earlier in the year. City filed suit when the municipalities ignored that and announced the plan. Mayor said he kept working with all the parties to try to reach some compromise. The agreement, announced yesterday, includes an overall concept for future development of the area along I-94 in Summers and Paris. It does not include, according to the mayor, any forced annexations for the next several decades.
Nobody is going to be required to come into the city or into the village. Unless they wish to, over the next 50 years. I mean, so there's a long time frame in the regions that we're looking to have that people will have the opportunity to come into.
Over the next 45 days, all the parties involved are expected to move these proposed agreements or this proposed agreement toward approvals by the various city, town, and village boards. A formal boundary agreement will follow. While this compromise would settle the lawsuit filed by the municipalities, it does not settle those filed by Paris residents concerned about plans to annex their properties into Summers for future development. And last night, the Kenosha School Board, in a special meeting, unanimously approved a multi-million dollar settlement with the Royal Bank of Canada regarding an investment effort about 10 years ago that went south with the stock market. That failed strategy, which involved four other school districts and collateralized debt obligations, was through the investment company of Stiefel Nicholas & Company with RBC. It was about a decade ago. Under the agreement, Kenosha Unified reportedly recovers 99% of its $37.1 million loss. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscasts. They're in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.